9:55 on the Fan. Welcome back. Anthony LaPanter from Fox Sports North in studio. Webcast time at foxsportsnorth.com. Good morning, Anthony LaPanter. Paul Allen, thanks for coming by.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Stadium Proposal Day, and Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback wants to call the radio show, maybe to clear something up or offer up something, and Mr. Ryback's with us now. Mr. Mayor Paul Allen, how are you?
Pretty darn good, Paul. How you doing?
I'm well. I have Anthony LaPanta here from Fox Sports North. What can we help you with?
I'm driving down the road listening to KFAN, as I often do, and it was good stuff. But, you know, you were talking about the fact, as I was hearing it, that didn't matter much if people called their elected officials and encouraged them to support this. And I just want to make the case that it's really important to do that.
I didn't mean to come across flippantly with that, sir. After I said it, I didn't think I phrased it the right way. That's why I tried to couch it by saying it can't hurt. But you have to understand my side of it. I agree with you. You know, by calling your legislature, your individual legislator to get this over the hump, it doesn't hurt. And maybe it will. There will be a singular voice or a push that will get it over the hump. What I was trying to say is so many people have written and called for so long. At this stage of the process, I just think other things matter more.
Well, you know, things are... People are kind of exhausted by this whole thing, but it's also crunch time. And so, you know, I'm sorry to be, you know, use a sports analogy, but if it's in the fourth quarter and people are tired, you don't give up before the game's over. It's crunch time right now.
I wouldn't.
And so what I'm encouraging people to do right now is to let it be known. Now, my job is to convince the city council. The governor's job and the legislative leader's job is to convince legislators. And, you know, the idea of people just calling in from areas that aren't where the people are from is not that helpful. But it's really helpful, for instance, for a person from Minneapolis to call their city council member and to say, I encourage you to support the stadium. Because gosh knows, there are plenty of people who are against it who are calling all the time.
Yeah.
So we got to give that balance. The legislature, too. And, you know, if you give me just a second, I can explain to you what the deal is that we struck here, because I think it's a real common sense solution.
Sir, you have as much as you want, and we thank you very much for calling.
Cool. Now, the legislature gave us a pretty tough challenge, which is to say we want to build a Viking stadium, but we don't want to use any general fund dollars. We don't want to add a new tax. And in the city, we sure as heck didn't want to add any property taxes. In fact, would like to lower it. So how the heck do you figure that out? I want a new pony, but I don't want to pay for it, right?
Right.
So what we did is we came up, we spent a lot of time and looked at the fact that the whole key to this thing is in what's our sales taxes. The state imposes these sales taxes in the city of Minneapolis, and right now they were used to pay for the stadium, for the Metrodome. They're being used to pay for the convention center.
Right.
So what we said is, if you extended these into the future, we don't have any extra money now, but we will in later years once our bonds are paid off, we'll put it all into a big pot. So the state's going to take the first piece of that and use it to pay for the Viking Stadium. They've got control of it, and they can do that. The rest of it, they'll give us more flexibility, so we can use some of that to help get Target Center off the property tax rolls, which lowers the property taxes, and to fix up Target Center, too. And to make sure we keep funding the convention center, which brings a lot of money to the state. So it's a smart deal. It puts 7,000 people to work on construction, 7,000 people. It puts 1,100 people to work in a variety of other jobs, and it gets us a new Viking stadium. I think that's worth it.
Anthony, you have a question for the mayor?
Well, I think we've heard so many different proposals. What makes this one the one that you believe can go?
Well, this is definitely the one that we can go. And look at all the challenges that we've gotten over. One of the biggest ones with the Metrodome was, how are you going to build this thing and not have the Vikings playing at TCF for 3 years?
Right.
Well, now we've gotten that down to 1 year. A lot of good creative thinking on that. The whole funding thing is unbelievably complicated, but this makes sense. Getting a deal between the city, the state, and the Vikings. Everybody said, gee, that's going to be impossible. We've got that done now. So what we have to do now is we've got something in place. We finally won't have all these moving parts, and now we can go out and try to get the support.
When Mr. Ryback, Mayor Ryback, when you talk about people contacting individuals within the city council or whatever to make a difference, where can they get those phone numbers and figure out who the individuals are?
In Minneapolis, all you have to do is call 311, and they can connect you. Or you dial 612-673-22... and then the ward number. So the first ward is 612-673-2201.
Right.
And, you know, or you go to the city's webpage. Any of those ways you can do it. If you're in Minneapolis, call 311, and that'll get you there. And, you know, one of the things about it is that people get fired up about this, and they leave all sorts of angry, yelling messages and all
right.
that kind of stuff. You know, I'm just encouraging people to just, you know, let's all be respectful for each other. People have opinions. But, you know, give people a calm, common sense thing of just tell them you support it. They need to hear that, because there are so many people who are, have been very organized for so long saying this is a bad idea. So we got to give the counterbalance. You don't need to give people, you know, a huge harangue about it. Just say you support it, and that's, they need to know that someone who they represent thinks this is a good idea.
I know you have to go in a second, sir. Last question from me. What with this being stadium proposal day, we eagerly are awaiting bill introduction day. What potentially could ruin this?
Millions of things could ruin it, but the good thing about it is that, you know, the governor is resolved to get this thing done. I am. Lots of other political leaders are. You know, it's so easy to wreck things, and it's so hard to get them done.
Yeah.
But, and if this thing was easy to get done, it would have gotten done a long time ago. We have never been this close to getting this done. We have never been this close. And I'm not giving up, and I know a lot of other folks aren't, too. And the odds have been completely against us all the way along, but we are close. So we need, really, people to step up now. I know you're tired. I know you've been doing it for a long time. Let people know you support this, because God knows the people on the other side are active and motivated, and we can't just be out, just, you know, communicate and let people know. This can get done.
Thank you, Mr. Merrill. See you at the fair, okay?
Okay, we'll be back. Bye-bye.
Yep, see you. RT right back on the...